Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. It is the week Knicks fans have been dreaming of for half a century. The NBA champions, get used to saying that, returned from San Antonio yesterday ahead of celebrations in the city. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck with the story.
The celebration scheduled for Thursday could be just as historic as the Knicks' run to this championship, as millions are expected to line the route. Could this be one of the largest ticker tape celebrations ever? The mayor thinks so.
As we know, the interest from New Yorkers and frankly from people across the country is immense, in part because of how long people have been waiting and how incredible this team has been playing.
The parade kicking off at 10 Thursday morning in Battery Park, north of Broadway, and then City Hall Plaza ceremony to follow. Those celebrations Saturday, well, it seems they just keep going on. Matt was out there.
The city has been electric in a way that only New York City can be.
The Knicks' first title since 1973, and this is their first ever ticker tape parade. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
One Knicks block party in Brooklyn, though, turned deadly. A 44-year-old man was shot. This happened just after 11:30 p.m. Saturday on Lincoln Road near Flatbush Avenue in Prospect Lefferts Gardens. Police say Emmanuel Spencer was shot several times in some kind of clash near his home. He was taken to the hospital where he died. Police say there have been no arrests, no immediate word on any possible motive, and they are still investigating. And police say a 17-year-old boy was shot in the foot about 2 a.m. at West 42nd Street and Broadway during the celebrations in Times Square. Police took him to the hospital because the ambulance couldn't get through the crowd. Three people were taken in custody with charges pending in that incident. Police say they did recover a gun. Last night in Brooklyn, there was a double shooting. This happened around 7 p.m. at 45th Street and 5th Avenue in Sunset Park. Police say one person was shot in the leg, another in the back, both taken to the hospital in stable condition. No arrests and no word on any possible suspects. Police are still investigating. Bring back the oysters. Congressman Richie Torres announcing the Billion Oyster Project, an $833,000 federal investment in a large-scale oyster reef in the lower Hudson River. He tells 1010 Winds.
We're living in a time of historic comebacks. You know, the Knicks is a great comeback story. The Bronx is a great comeback story. And we're going to celebrate a third great comeback story that's often overlooked, the revival of the New York Harbor and the lower Hudson River.
Oysters are important because they're a natural filtration system, removing pollution from the water. And of course, New Yorkers have been eating oysters for centuries. Celebrating 10 years of La Boricueña, the Puerto Rican superhero. Award-winning graphic novelist Edgar Miranda Rodriguez created the character. His works are now part of the permanent collection at the Smithsonian. He tells 1010 Winds.
Being the only superhero series dedicated to charity work is something that really comes from us. Superheroism is something that we all can share. We don't need to have supernatural abilities. All we need is kindness, empathy, and generosity.
More than $250,000 in profits from that character have gone to a charity work in Puerto Rico through the La Boricueña Grant Awards. Boldface names were out in force in the city last night at a concert for the First Amendment. Oscar winner Jane Fonda organized the Rise Up and Sing Out event at the town hall. Performers included Bette Midler and Patti Smith. Fonda said,
The musicians we heard tonight have sung out, and now it's time for us to rise up. Yes.
Also on hand, Robert De Niro.
And I'm pretty close to being a free speech absolutist. Even speech I don't like, and there's plenty of that around. So when I hear something I don't like, I use my own free speech to respond.
The Committee for Free Speech, originally an entertainment effort, an industry effort during the McCarthy era, was relaunched last October. NYCHA complexes in Manhattan are staying in place for now. A state appellate court has let stand a restraining order barring NYCHA from moving ahead on a controversial plan to demolish and rebuild the Fulton, Elliott, and Chelsea houses. John Mudd, the president of the Midtown South Community Council, says NYCHA is trying to force residents out so private investors can take some of that land. He tells 1010 Winds.
They're scared to death. I mean, you've got people, there a lot of anxiety over it. They don't know where they're in this precarious situation, whether they're going to have a home or not.
The appellate court did not decide the case. It put the proposal on hold while it allows both sides to build evidence and reviews arguments. There's no word right now on when a decision might come. A grisly find in a Queens Park yesterday, the body of a woman floating in a pond. Police say the call came in just after 6 p.m. from Bone Park in Flushing. Officers found the body, said to be a woman in her 70s, in water near a fountain. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say the medical examiner is now looking into that death.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.